We're going to also ask for each prophet to pray no more than 2 minutes. We're going to also remember those that are sick and shedding. We're going to also remember, again, Prophetess Aisha. We keep seeing her perfect, whole, and complete. And we're just thanking God in advance for what he's doing in her life, even as he brings forth healing and strength to her physical body. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right, so let's start with our prophetic declaration this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that this space, this hour, this moment that we are in, it shall be called a space of miracles, a space of new directions, a space of new beginnings. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare in your precious name that your will be done. And Father, we declare that all our needs are already met according to your riches and glory. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon that shall be formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm that you are our shepherd. Therefore, we shall not want nor need for anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will be done. Your perfect will be done. We declare open doors. We declare new direction. We declare creativity. We declare that whatsoever we put our hands to, it will prosper, and it will prosper, and it will be blessed by you in the name of Jesus. We declare strength and power and a new anointing, a new refreshing for your people and those that are on this call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophet, let me open up the line so we can start praying. And the Prophet Richard.
Praise the Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise for this session, even now. Father, for the open heaven that, Father, we can operate in through your blood and the covering, Father, of the Zoe ministry over the lives of us as your people, Lord, your servants, my God. We submit to you even this day, Father, and we give you thanks and praise for our Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, my God, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, my God, Prophetess Mary Jordan, and Prophetess Mary Darian, my God, the entire Jordan's family and Baron's family, my God, that you're covering. You assign your angels even now to minister strength in every area of our lives. We thank you, Father, for your healing that already took place in our lives, my God, even this day in my body, Father. Thank you. And I give you the praise, Father, for your ministering angels, Father, and the prayers of the saints that continue going forth, my God, that will open, my God, even the miraculous and cause the supernatural to take place. Father, we thank you for the globalization of the prophetic, even, my God, in different islands, in different countries, my God. Father, that you're opening doors even in other areas, my God, and you're bringing in your people, my God, to the glory and praise and honor of your name. Lord, let it be edification, let it be exaltation, and let it be comfort, and let your name be glorified even now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we glorify you. We honor you for another opportunity to come together as one in the sacred space that you've orchestrated under our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan, and First Lady Deborah, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you so very much, Father God, for this time that we commune together with you and we enter by the blood of Jesus, confessing any sins of omission and any sins of commission, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for washing us, cleansing us, purifying us with the blood. And we enter your gates with thanksgiving, Lord God, and we enter your courts with praise. Father, we thank you as we come into this holy place. Father God, we thank you. Jesus, you are the showbread. You are the bread of life. Lord, we thank you that you are the illumination of our way that we can see clearly, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and revelation of your word, for you are the light of men. Lord God, we thank you right now as our prayers come before you. Lord God, let them come before you as incense and a sweet smell in your nostrils, Lord. Let our praise, worship, and our prayers come up to you, let you hear and answer. And God, we thank you right now for this. We thank you, Father, that you're teaching us how to truly worship and how to come into deeper intimacy with you, Lord. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for taking us past the veils of our flesh, past the veils of our mind, past the veils of our emotions, past all distractions and hindrances of any sort. And Father God, we thank you right now for hearing our cry. Lord, strengthen our leaders. Strengthen us as leaders, God. Every official in this house, every minister in this house, God, we ask for strength right now. And every partner on this line, God, whatever the prayers are, God, we thank you for answering each and every one and for the miracles that we already eyewitness and we already been hearing the testimonies about. We give you all the praise and glory and for the ones to come. Now, Father God, we ask that your will be done and not ours. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this hour, Father God. I thank you for the opportunity to join with my brothers and sisters, Father God, to stand in the gap for not just family, but even those on the phone line connected near and far in the country, out of the country, Father God, that we may come together in worship and praise, Father God, lifting your name. For we can ask anything, Father God. We worship you. We love you. And we thank you for the things that you've blessed us with thus far, God. Thank you, God, for the eyes to see in the now of even the future of things being whole and complete. Thank you for the miracles that you've done concerning even our prophetess Aisha, Father God, and Prophet Bostic, Father God. Thank you for the examples and continually to show your miracle work and powers, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch the families, Father God. Strengthen the bond between mother and daughter, between father and son in this hour, Father God. Help them to see you in their siblings or even their seeds, Father God. I'm asking you just to cover the homes with protection, Father God. Anything that's trying to not be of you, Father God, we cancel these things in the name of Jesus. And as we're even coming to this season of remembering Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for taking that space, Father God, for loving us so much and so greatly. God, I thank you. I thank you for my family. I'm just asking you just to even touch them in this hour. Touch their minds, Father God. Help them to be one with you, Father God, and cancel out anything on this line of hate or suicide, of self-hate, Father God. Help us to see you when we look in the mirror, Father God, to be reminded that you gave us the greatest love, and we can spread that love. We thank you for our leaders. We continue to give you the praise and even hold them up in this hour as well. Give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we lift you up. Father God, we thank you for this week, this holy week that we're walking into, Lord. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Father God, we thank you for your Son. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Father God, we thank you for the healing that's going throughout our churches, for the healing that's going throughout our families, for the healing that's going throughout everyone who's on this call, Father. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us. Father, we ask you to strengthen the finances of those in this call, Lord. Father, we ask you to cancel out the bad debt, Father. Father, we ask you to cancel out the bad debt in Jesus' name. Father, and we thank you for the good debt, and teach us, Lord, how to make money with the good debt, Lord. Teach us, Lord, in the area of finances, Father. Father, and we ask and decree that you'll begin to send the finances for the business ideas on this call, Father, that you send the finances, that you send the divine connections, that this week shall open up new and prosperous doors. Father, we thank you for that, Father. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that you continue to walk with our children, that you continue to guide our children, that you continue to open their minds, Lord, to things that they can go out and accomplish, Lord, to things that may seem impossible. Father God, we ask you to bless them continually in the areas of education, to bless them with academic favor, to bless them with scholarships, to bless them with full rides, Lord, that they may grow up and that they may lead and that they may pioneer industries, Lord. We decree it in Jesus' mighty name. And Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you made possible for us and for giving us our heavenly language and for giving us the vocabulary to speak and open doors. And Father, we just want to continue to thank you and continue to walk in your ways, prosperity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Dominique.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this time together, Father, once again, Lord. We thank you for the space, Lord, that you continuously open up to us, Father. We thank you for the mind that was there to create the space, Lord, the obedience to create the space, Lord. And we thank you for, Lord, that example, Lord, that we continue to walk in the example of obedience, Father, in this season in our lives, Lord. But as we continue to move forth, Lord, we hear you in our spiritual ear, Father. Let us be attuned to that. Let us be so finely connected to that, Lord, that if you say left, we go left. If you say up, we go up. If you say stop, we stop. We go, Lord, on a dime, Father. Lord, we thank you for that divine connection, Lord, that we have because of our connection, Lord, to Master Prophet Ibanez Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, and the connection of the prophetic, Lord, that you have so trained us with, Lord, to have that sharp ear to hear, Father. We thank you for the growing miracles, Lord, that are to come out of this organization of prayer, Lord, the growing opportunities that are to come out of this organization of prayer, Lord, because we are planting something, Lord, and let it be recognized, Lord, that we are planting something deep, deep, deep here in the earth, Father, in the spiritual realm, Lord, and let it continue to grow larger and stronger each and every day, Lord, yielding more fruit, Father, yielding protection over our family, Father, yielding the scholarships and opportunities in business and relationships and good health, Father, and the renewing of health, Lord, and the renewing of emotional health and spiritual health, Father. Lord, that every time we pray, Lord, let another opportunity, let another space of miracle, Lord, be shown in as a result of these prayers, Lord, because you said that where to come together even more are put to flight, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for the continuing atmosphere, Lord, of group. Lord, we thank you for the continuous growth, Lord, in this community, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And dearly Father, oh Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry, Lord, another opportunity to raise your name and praise, Lord God. But I pray that you will continue to hear our hearts, that you continue to hear our cry, that you continue to hear our prayers, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the breath that we get to breathe right now, even now, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that as a day, we're going into a new day, Lord God, that you would renew our minds and our spirits and our souls, reminding us, Lord God, that even in spite of what has happened in the past, in spite of the hiccups and the mistakes and the dead roads, and the, Lord God, I just pray that you would allow us to see that you are able to make a way out of no way, that you are the possibility of impossible, Lord God. So we thank you yet again for being our God, for being a great God, Lord God. And I pray that in this resurrection season, Lord God, that we truly get to understand and know the power in your blood, the power in your blood. And for that, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of our lives, Lord God, that we will stand against the enemy, that we will stand against the hurt, we will stand against the brokenness and the things that would cause us to want to give up, Lord God, that would cause us to want to stop and to abort our destinies and our purpose. But I just pray that you would avail, that your love would supersede, that your mercy and grace would be spread upon us, Lord God. We thank you for our leadership. We thank you for our community and our members. Lord God, that you would just touch everyone on tonight in a special way, in a memorable way. Just touch us, Lord God, and all your miracles to flow in our lives day in and day out. We thank you, we love you, we praise you. Amen and amen.
And Father, as we continue on one accord with one mind and one purpose, and Father, that purpose is to hear from you and to know your will and your way for our life. Father, as we come together, God, we are asking you, as you petitioned us, that whatsoever things we ask, believing, it shall be done. So, God, we want to ask you for the impossible. We want to ask you, God, for the things that we can't do, Father, and that is to raise us up, God, in the place that we should be. So, Father, we're asking you for miracles through this prayer line, God. Father, we thank you for the cry out in prayer, God. Father, we're thanking you, God, because we know that with you, all things are possible. So, God, we ask you for miracles in our home, miracles in our families, miracles in our business, miracles in our cities, in our bodies, God. And, Father, we bring in every legal situation, God, before you, God, knowing that you are the God of the impossible. Father, we ask you to turn the heart and mind of everybody, God, who are in foreclosure situations, legal situations, bankruptcy situations, tax situations. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God, we call the impossible possible with you. And God, we love you because we know that you're the one who's able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly, more than what we can ask or think. And God, we honor you for that. Father, we thank you for your spilled blood. We thank you for Calvary, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, because without the cross, God, and your resurrection, God, we wouldn't even have this opportunity. And God, I thank you for the obedience of the leaders of this line, God. Thank you for the obedience of the Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for the obedience of those of Zoe Ministries, God, the life-saving church, God, the church that God enters into the lives of people to make change through the prophetic. And God, I thank you for them, God. I ask you, God, to bless every child, every parent, God. Bless us, God, in Jesus' name. Hold us up, God, in Jesus' name. Don't let us go, God, in Jesus' name. Heal our mind, our body, our soul, in Jesus' name. And, God, we will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. And, God, we call it done because without you, God, nothing is possible. We know with you, God, it is possible. And we thank you, God. And we know what you're able to do. We got evidence of it, God. In Jesus' name we pray, and we love you, God. And, God, we just want to tell you we're grateful. We thank you, God, and we celebrate the fact that you did it for us, what we couldn't do, God. And, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, we honor, we glorify you, God. And we love you, and we say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be before you in prayer on this morning, the top of the morning, Father God. Father, thank you for your grace, your mercy, your favor, Father God. Father, we thank you right now for our families, every mind, every heart that's on this line even now, Father God. Just lift up every household even now, Father God. Father, just touch every heart even now, Father God. Father, bring unity in our household, Father God. Father, allow your covering anointing to touch our households even now, Father God. Father, I just want to bring my family before you, Father God. Father, my family, my siblings, my children, my elders, my grandparents, even now, my parents, Father God. Father, thank you for this opportunity to just continue to praise you, Father God. Father, continue to cover our households and our family, Father. Father, allow your sweet breath of peace to flow through our households even now, even in our spirits, Father God, even as we rest, Father God. Father, allow your peace to surround us, Father God. Allow your words, allow your agape love to shine through us even as we speak, Father God. Father, cover us as we come and as we go, Father God. Order our footsteps in your will even now, Father God. Father, let no hurt, harm, or danger come before any of us even now, Father God. Allow your protection and your covering to follow us through even now, Father God. Father, those that have a heavy heart, allow joy to fill their hearts even now, Father God. Father God, bring right relationships in our lives even now, Father God. Father, I'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor now and forever. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for another day. For we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you because we know that in you we live, move, and have our being, Father God. We thank you for every prayer, Father, every petition that has gone before you, Father. We thank you, Father, in advance for the thing that you're doing. Father God, we lift up every pastor, Father. We lift up every bishop, Father. We lift up every minister, Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to do your will and do your work, Father. Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps, Father, and being a lamp unto our feet, Father, and a light unto our path, Father God. We thank you for doing the new thing, Father God, even in our children's lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father, for even touching the lives of those individuals and those families, Fathers, of people that have been deported, Father God. We thank you for touching the people, Father God, even internationally, Father God. We thank you for touching the country of Syria, Father God. We thank you for doing even a new thing, Father God, even amongst your people, Father God, and their families, Father God. We thank you for touching, Father, our leaders, Father, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God. We thank you for strengthening him, Father God, as he continues to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for strengthening, Father, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, as she continues to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for strengthening Pastor Mascarene, Father God. Touch and heal your daughter, Father God, even now as she continues to touch and heal your people, Father God, in this season. Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing for her. Father God, we thank you for touching our Mother Mary Jordan, Father, and Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, we thank you for touching and increasing them, Father God, as they continue to increase your people. Father God, we ask you and we thank you for doing all of these things in the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And Heavenly Father, we thank you. We magnify your name. We thank you for all of the wonderful things you are doing in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for this midnight cry. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and pray, Lord God. We thank you for all of the blessings and opportunities to see another week, Lord God. We thank you for a successful and a productive week, Lord God. We thank you for all of the things. We thank you for going before us and having all things work out for our good in this week, Lord God. We thank you. I thank you right now for my family, Lord God. I thank you for watching over them and as they travel, Lord God. I thank you for continuing to bless and keep them, Lord God. I thank you for my daughter, JL, even as she is not with me right now, Lord God. I thank you for the covering of protection over her life. I thank you for my nieces and nephews, Lord God. I thank you for touching their minds and their emotions in this season, Lord God. Thank you for keeping your hand on them, Lord God. Thank you for continuing to guide them. Thank you for my parents, Lord God. Thank you for continuing to strengthen their minds and their bodies. Thank you for renewing their strength daily, Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God. Strengthen our bodies, Lord God. Fix every organ. Fix every weak artery. Remove all aches and pains, even now, Lord God. From every bone in our body and every muscle in our body. I thank you for your daughter, Prophetess Aisha Cooper. I thank you for healing her, Lord God, in this season. Thank you for touching our creative minds, Lord God. Thank you for unique thoughts and unique ideas. Thank you for the energy and the wisdom to see those unique ideas and those unique thoughts to fruition, Lord God. I thank you for divine connections in this season. Thank you for right timing. Thank you for right business connections. Thank you for business favor, Lord God. I thank you for right relationships in this season, Lord God. I thank you for strengthening families in this season, Lord God. Strengthen marriages in this season, Lord God. Make us better wives and better husbands, Lord God. Thank you for bringing peace to our homes, Lord God. Thank you for prosperity in our homes, Lord God. I thank you for bringing joy and laughter and abundance into our homes, Lord God. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Touch our souls. Allow us to be more loving towards one another, Lord God. I thank you for your everlasting mercy and your kindness. We thank you for all of the miraculous works you continue to do in our lives, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley. Prophetess
thank
Joyce
you,
Hartley.
God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, O God. Thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, O God. Thank you, God, for possibilities, O God. Thank you, God, for holding our hands and walking with us, O God. Thank you, God, for the wait, because as we wait, oh, God, you are working on our situation, oh, God. And thank you, God, for giving us patience to wait, oh, God. Thank you, God, for your healing power, oh, God. Thank you, God, for healing the prophetess and the prophet and all the others that you know who they are, oh, God, the sick and the shut-in, oh, God. Thank you, God, for your healing power, oh, God. Thank you, God, for the angel of protection, God. Thank you, God, for the angel of grace, oh God. Thank you, God, for the angel of mercy, God. Thank you, oh God, for forgiveness, God. Thank you, God, because we are negative. We are not negative energy, but we are positive energy, and no negativity form amongst us, oh God, that we are your mouthpiece, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us healing, allowing us to even heal, because God, through our prayers, oh God, and through this midnight cry, oh God, many people has been healed, God. Many people have been healed spiritually and physically, and we want to thank you for getting into the minds to create this, oh God. We want to thank you, God. This has been a blessing to many, to our lives, oh God, and we thank you for that. You say pray without ceasing, God, and thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity in this midnight cry, oh God. Thank you for our leader, God, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, and the leading lady, God, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done in bringing us, God. We want to thank you for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us to continue to move forward into what you will have us to do, what you will have us to be in our perfect being, oh God. We want to thank you for our children, God. We want to thank you for our moms and our dads and our families, God. We want to thank you for giving us families, oh God, in your holy name, oh God. And even though sometimes we don't even know why we in certain families, but you blessed us, and it's for a reason, God, because we don't always understand you, God, but at the end, we will prevail. Thank you, God, for all. Thank you, God, for protection, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us victory, oh God. Thank you for leading us and guiding us along the way, God. And thank you, Lord, that whoever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us you shall condemn, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for our protection. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Darlene Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this midnight cry tonight, dear Lord. We thank you for all the prayers that went up already, dear Lord. And Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for just being there for us, dear Lord. We thank you for understanding, dear Lord. We thank you for the breakdowns that do come in our lives to make us strong, dear Lord. We thank you for the transformation, dear Lord. We thank you for the grace and mercy that you cover over our lives, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon Vasted and Aisha tonight, Father God. Continue to heal their bodies, dear Lord. Give them strength, dear Lord. Look upon their loved ones that's there with them, Father God. Give them strength, dear Lord. Look upon our children, dear Lord, as they continue to end for school, Father. Continue to bless their minds, dear Lord. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Look upon the young men out here, dear Lord, that's going through in life, Father God. Continue to cover them. Give them strength. Look upon their parents that's there with them, Father God. Look upon those that's incarcerated, dear Lord. We thank you for bringing them out, Father God. We trust and believe in you, Father, that they will be released, dear Lord, from the jail, Father God. Look upon those girls in D.C. that been missing, Father, all week, dear Lord. Cover them, Father God. Give them peace, dear Lord. Let your angels be camped around them. Look upon their parents, dear Lord. Give them strength, Father God, in their mind and their hearts, dear Lord. Just cover them, Father God, because they need you, Father, in such a time as this, dear Lord. And, Father, we lift up Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Look upon their children. Look upon their grandchildren, dear Lord. And, Father, look upon Zoe Ministry. Look upon Mother Jordan, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you your honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Darlene Gray. Prophetess Darlene Gray. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you with open heart. We come to you with open mind. Father God, we look that everything is working out for our favor, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, because you got our back. We thank you, God, because you have already have given us the victory. We thank you, God, for the increase. We thank you, God, for the breakthrough. We thank you, God, for everything that you have placed in our life. We thank you, God, for our family, God, and we thank you, God, for you watching over our family and sending the angels, God. We thank you, God, for the favor that you have placed in our children's lives. We thank you, God, for the favor you have placed in our spouses. We thank you, God, for the favor that you have placed within the family, God. We thank you, God, for the right investors coming. We thank you, God, for the right ideas that you have granted us. We thank you, God, for the connections in the network. We thank you, God, for the healing for everyone on this call and that is connected, God. We thank you, God, for the joy of the Lord, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you have placed in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to multiply in your name, God. Father God, anything that is not like you, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. We plead it over our families. We plead it over anything that is not like you. And Father God, you get all the praise and you get all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
And Father, we thank you all for your blood. Even as we enter into this week, this holy week, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross, Father, so that we may have a right to the tree of life. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you bring healing to families, healing in relationships, healing in the churches, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, you're going to heal our land. You're going to heal our communities in the name of Jesus. But Father, we're reminded in your word, you said, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Therefore, we stand upon your word in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also thank you, Lord, for every household and every family that's represented on this phone on tonight, Father. Father, to you be honor and glory, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're causing their lives to shift. You're causing breakthroughs to come about. And Father, even as we start out on this blessed Monday, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall be led and guided by you. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your angels does protect us, does surround us. We thank you for protection and safety in the name of Jesus. Allow this day, Father, to be one of the greatest and the most blessed days that we have ever experienced, Father. Father, bring forth creativity, Father. Father, we thank you for the favor as we move about in your holy name, Father, that you will lead and you will guide us, Father, and we will have the right words to say to those that you will cause to cross our path in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will bless every household, every business, challenge, every venture. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that whatsoever your people go forth and move towards, Father. Father, I thank you that your hand of approval shall be upon it. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for the shifting and for the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for this is our season. This is our season to move forward. This is our season for new direction. This is our season so that you can move and you can have your way, Father, and touch everyone, Lord, that are sick in those settings. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. And Father, we lay claim to that word for our loved ones and for our family members that are having challenges in their body, in their mind, in their emotions. Father, we thank you for the healing. You bring healing unto their very being. In the name of Jesus, to you be honor and glory now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. Prophet's name, I'm going to turn it over to you. Again, family, I love you. I so appreciate you. Thank you for standing on the wall with me because we're not coming down. Why should we come down when we're doing a good work for the Lord? People's lives are at stake. There's miracles. There's I want to charge and challenge and acknowledge every one of you. We cannot and will not come off of this wall because we are doing the work of the Lord, because we must be about our Father's business, and we're going to move forward in the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. So I just want to acknowledge you all and thank God for you. We are keeping on. I don't have lost count how many weeks it is, but I just know that I get excited when this time comes through because I know that we are shifting things around in the spirit, and I dare you to keep on keeping on. Your breakthrough is coming forth. It's already here. When you get your breakthrough began to materialize, you don't come down. You keep on keeping on because we are not coming down to everyone that's on this call have received exactly what they need God to do in their lives. Amen. Because we are standing, believing and trusting, knowing that God has started a good thing. God has started a good work on the inside of us, and he's going to perfect it, and he's going to complete it in the name of Jesus. We're going to all come out winning because the battle is the Lord, and we have already gotten the victory in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, name, take this call because I feel fire. I feel Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
And I pray even tonight that even as you will lie down and rest in the name of Jesus, that God is going to give every one of you sweet sleep. And you will rise up rested and refreshed
in the name
of the Lord. Because God takes care of those things that belong to him. You take care of God's business. God is going to take care of your business. God, no, many of you, it's a stress. Many of you said, Lord, I've been travailing, and I've been doing this, and I'm tired, but I dare you to stand, because after you have done all you know to do, you stand in God, because you're going to reap the victory in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
the prophet's name, I got so that God can move, because God is breaking. I just see a lot of things. The walls are tumbling down. Whatever's been stopping you, whatever's been standing your way, know that in the name of the Lord, the walls are coming down. Because they're coming down. They're falling down.
Yes, God.
That you might be trying to do, your debt is all wrong. I want to let you know tonight on this Monday morning, this blessed Monday morning, that the walls are coming down. You're not going to have to go around it. You're going to go right through it because it's not going to stand or be in your way in the name of the Lord.
Glory.
Be to Naomi, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. And we're going to bless his holy name, giving him thanks. Amen. People, got one last thing. Don't keep the blessing to yourself. Sometimes we as Christians want to keep it all time. This is just me and nobody else. But I dare you to share, because Job did not receive his breakthrough until God did not turn his captivity around until Job began to shift in his mind. So he began to pray for his friends. And
come on now.
Breakthrough count. So I just want to charge you. I just want to encourage everyone of you. Don't pray for yourself, but begin to pray for someone else that might be in need. Pray for them and watch what God is doing. It's not about you. It's about building the kingdom of God in the name of the Lord. Father Naomi, I didn't mean to go all the way and talk all this long, but
it's all right, Pastor. Don't quench the spirit. That's all right.
This is a serious thing.
Terrible.
We got better things. I can return it a second time in my bed, but God said not so. God said you're going to walk this house. You're going to walk the room to room, and you're going to walk because I'm at work, and
hey.
I'm bringing changes. I'm losing changes. I'm bringing deliverance. I'm opening doors for my people.
Yes.
That is why God loves the move in the nighttime. Because the evening and the morning was the first
glory.
God is moving in the night. God is stirring things up. You know how fever gets real high at nighttime? See, there's a stir up in There's a stir up in the darkness. And even though it feels
prevailing,
midnight in this darkness out, God is stirring things up. But
he's
stirring it up for your good. In the name of
Jesus.
Damn it, I got to go.
Woo! Glory.
He's a okay, bless you people.
Bless
Naomi,
you,
where are you? I don't hear your voice.
Bless you.
Woo,
glory. In the name of the Lord, I love you. And thank Prophet Richard from all the way from St. Martin coming on the call. And everyone from wherever you are, we want to thank God for you. And I just bless the Lord and know that your labor love is not in vain. And I don't take it lightly. I just honor the Lord for your presence and for your reverence and for you honoring me to be on this call tonight with us. Amen. I was supposed to bench finish, but you know, sometimes I said, watch it. I already got my break. Now I got to stand for my
family,
that needs the very same breakthrough in the name of the Lord.
Yes,
the
God.
Devil is mad,
over
but you know something? He can keep on keeping on getting mad. Because I know what God has said. I know what is written in the end. We win, we win, we
amen,
win.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Prophet Naomi, where
amen.
Are you?
I'm right here, Pastor. I'm
all
right,
right
here.
Naomi, take it over because I feel like I can go for another two, maybe three. People of God, thank you again. Prophet Naomi, I'm releasing this call to you in the name of the Lord. I got to go somewhere and shout and release myself in Jesus' name. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. Amen. Peace, everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I do have a few announcements. I do know that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will be back here live on the conference call. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., we will be here live at the conference call. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please do so now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica, and tomorrow, well, today at noon, we will be back on the line as well for Pop Life Show. It's Man Cave Monday, and this week, actually, some women will be in the Man Cave, so it should be quite an interesting show. You do not want to miss that. We'll be talking about birth orders, and that's tomorrow, well, today, in just a few hours, Pop Life at noon. Thanks.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Anyone else have any other announcements?
Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Go on.
Don't forget to register for the Book of the Month Club for Prophecology in July for 2017. The number is 888-831-0434. Again, 888-831-0434. Register for Prophecology. You do not want to miss it. We got miracles coming forth. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that. All right. Then, people of God, just want to remind you that this week is High Holy Week. The Mass Prophet is asking Thursday is service at 310 Riverside Zoe Ministries on 103rd Street. And the Mass Prophet, our Archbishop, is requesting for us to all have our bottle of olive oil on Thursday at 7:30, at 7 p.m. Also, we have Good Friday service that starts at noonday on Good Friday. Good Friday service is at noon. All right, I want to say thank you to all. God bless. Good night, and we will be back here around 11:50. Amen. Good night. God bless.